mention that as I go through my talk this morning, there are a number of passages of Scripture. I will read them out in English, but they will be projected in Chinese so you can read them on the screen.
今天早上我们在讲道里面所涉及到的经文呢，我们会打在字幕上面，请大家可以看到。
So this morning I am wondering which pictures that I'm about to show best describe your life or your attitude at this moment.
待会呢，我们会给大家看一些图片，会显示一些情绪，看看说大家今天此刻的情绪是什么样子。
So I'm going to scroll through 6 pictures and you see which one you relate to.
我会让大家看到6个图片，那你看看你自己是哪一个图片最能反映你自己现在的情绪。
Now the first 3 were supposed to illustrate negative emotions.
前面的三张呢会表现的是一个负面的情绪。
The next 3 more positive emotions.
后面的三张呢就是比较正面积极的情绪。
Which do you think describes your life or your attitude right now at this moment?
你觉得当这当中的哪一张反映了你的此刻的情绪呢？
Now, we have an English idiom that says like a dog with 2 tails.
在英文里面我们有一个成语叫做说像有两条尾巴的狗。
For example, Mary's been like a dog with 2 tails ever since she got her promotion.
我举个例子，比如说玛丽自从她升了职以后呢，就一直像有两个尾巴的狗。
Or Billy will be like a dog with 2 tails if he gets on to the team.
或者呢，说比利呢，如果进了那个队的话呢，他一定会像一个有两条尾巴的狗。
Now, what this means is that Mary or Billy is or is going to be very, very, very happy.
这两句话的意思呢，是说玛丽和比利呢是非常非常非常的高兴。
Now, I wonder, are any of you like a dog with 2 tails this morning?
我想知道说你们当中的哪些人呢，像有两个尾巴的狗呢，今天早上。
Well, you can be and you should be.
其实你是可以成为这样子，其实你是应该是这样子的。
God's word speaks about happiness and how to experience it.
圣经里面有很多的经句呢，讲到快乐、喜乐，以及是怎么样获得这样的喜乐。
So here is a brief overview.
在这边呢，我们举几个例子。
Psalm 68 verses 1 to 3. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. As smoke is blown away by the wind, may you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Ecclesiastes 5 verses 18 to 20. Then I realized that it is good and proper for a man to eat and drink and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given him. For this is his lot. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God. He seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart. One more passage. Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Now, question for you. How does a person begin to experience happiness?
现在呢，我要向你们问一个问题，就是说，怎么样的一个人才能经历到快乐？
Well, Psalm 16 says that you need to set the Lord always before you.
在诗篇的第十六篇呢，讲到说，你一直要把神摆在你的面前。
This means that the Lord has to be your highest priority and affection in life.
这就是意味着说，你要把神作为你生命当中的最首位的。
Now, when you do this, there will be numerous results.
当你这样做的时候呢，就会有很多的结果出来。
You will not be shaken.
你就必不动摇。
Now, life may present some bumps and you may get bruised, but you will not fall down.
生活里面呢，你可能还是会经历一些艰难困苦，而且呢，你会可能会受到受伤，但是呢，你不会跌倒。
Also, your heart will be glad.
你的心会欢喜。
Your tongue will rejoice.
你的灵会快乐。
You see, out of a happy heart, you will express your gladness.
从你的快乐的心里面呢，就会有感恩发出来。
Also, your body will rest secure.
你的肉身呢，也能安然居住。
Your physical life will one day come to an end, but you will not be abandoned by God.
你的肉身的生命呢，将有一天走到终结，但是呢，你不会被神所撇下。
You see, you can be happy in this life, even as the winds blow and so on and knock you down, because you know that you're going to be even happier in the eternal presence of God.
虽然你的生命呢会渐渐的衰残，但是你仍然可以快乐，因为你知道你将要活在神永远的同在里面。
And you will experience eternal pleasures because you have placed your affections and your trust in the Lord.
你会经历到永远的福乐，因为你把神，你把你的信心呢投放在这一位神身上。
Now, have you ever wondered why flowers are so fragrant?
你有没有想过为什么花朵是芳香的？
Why are there colors?
为什么这个世界上有色彩？
Why do we have taste buds?
为什么我们会有味蕾？
Why is kissing so much fun?
为什么亲吻是这样的美好？
Why is music so stirring?
为什么音乐是这样的动听？
And why do all foods except walnuts and beets taste so delicious?
为什么所有的食物除了核桃和萝卜以外呢都非常的美味？
Well, I think the answer is because God wants us to enjoy creation and be happy.
我想呢，对这些问题的答案是，神想让我们享受他的创造，而且呢，想让我们快乐。
A man by the name of G.K. Chesterton has wisely suggested that pleasure in this life is a very profound argument in support of the evidence or the existence of a very good God.
有一个人叫做 G.K. Chesterton 的一个人呢，他说呢，就是这些生活里面存在的这些美好的事物呢，是能证明说这个世界上存在一位美善的神的一个证据。
Now, the atheist demands that the Christian explain why there is so much pain and so much suffering and evil in this life if there is a God, or at least if there is a good God.
那些无神论者呢，就挑战我们基督徒说，如果这个世界上存在一位神，一位美善的神的话呢，为什么这个世界还是充满了苦难、痛苦的事情和一些邪恶的事情？
Now, there are some very valid answers to the atheist's objections, but I think it's time we turned the table.
对他们的这个发问呢，我们实际上有确凿的一个答案，但是呢，我想在这里呢要回敬这些无神论者。
You see, I demand that the atheist explain why there is so much joy and beauty and goodness and pleasure in this life if there is no God.
我就要挑战这无神论者说，这个如果没有一位神，这个世界为什么有这么多美好的事物存在？
You see, the atheist challenges me with the problem of pain in this life.
无神论者对我们的挑战是说，为什么这个世界有这么多痛苦的事情？
But I challenge the atheist with the quote unquote problem of pleasure in this life.
我回敬他们呢，就说这个世界为什么存在这么多美好的事物？
What is the source of pleasure?
这些美好的事物的根源是在哪里呢？
It is a very, very good God.
这些美好的事物的根源就是一位非常非常美善的神。
A very good God is the source of pleasure, and as Christians, we should be so very, very happy.
这一位神是所有美好事物的根源，我们作为基督徒就应该是非常非常快乐的。
But sometimes, and maybe often, we are not.
但是呢，经常呢，我们并不是快乐的。
We may have emotional turmoil that requires the help of professional counselors.
我们可能有一些情绪上一些问题呢，是需要专业人士来帮助我们。
We may have a physiological health matter that requires the help of a psychiatrist and medication.
我们有可能有一些心理上的问题呢，也需要精神病的医生和药物呢来治疗我们。
But for these and maybe a few other valid exceptions, most Christians should be very, very happy.
但是呢，除了这些情况和极少的其他几个情况之外呢，基督徒呢应该是非常非常快乐的。
And if you are not, I will give you one instruction this morning that can vastly improve your experience of happiness.
如果呢你不是很快乐的呢，今天早上我就要提供给你一条秘诀。可以大大的提高你的快乐的程度。
The instruction is simple, but you will have to work hard at it, and you will have to persevere with this instruction day after day after day.
这条秘诀呢非常简单，但是呢你需要非常坚持的每天每天的去做它。
Before I give the instruction and wrap up this talk, however, I want you to do something for me.
在我给你这条秘诀之前呢，我希望你为我做一件事情。
In just a moment, I want you to turn to the person on your right or on your left or maybe behind you or maybe in front of you, and I want you to tell that person just one thing for which you are thankful.
我要要求你转向你左边、右边、前面和后面，对那个人说你今天感觉到感恩的一件事情。
So now I want you to turn to someone and I want you to complete the sentence. I am thankful for... Complete the sentence.
我希望你转向这一位人，然后呢，完成这个句子，就说我今天为什么事情而感恩。
Now I think for the majority of you, the vast majority, because I did say some people who did not turn, but for the vast majority of you, that was quite simple to do, wasn't it?
我看到呢，有少数的人呢没有转身，但是呢，多数的人呢都在做这个动作，应该不是很难吧
？It wasn't too difficult.
不是很难的，对吧
？Now, since practice makes perfect, I want you to take this good start this morning, and I want you to turn it into a daily habit.
人家都说熟能生巧，所以呢，我建议大家把这一件今天我们做的事情呢，变成一个习惯，常常的去做。
Here is the simple instruction for becoming a happier person.
接下来呢，我就要告诉大家这个成为快乐的一个人的一个秘诀了。
Refuse to complain.
绝不抱怨。
Refuse to be critical.
绝不论断。
Refuse to groan and moan and mumble and grumble.
拒绝发牢骚，抱怨。
Do away with your negativity.
把你的那些负面的那些东西呢都抛掉。
And instead, be thankful and express gratitude to others and to God.
而是对别人和对神呢都存有感恩的心。
Now, whenever you sit down to eat a meal, I'm presuming you will usually say grace.
当你坐下来要吃饭的时候呢，我想呢，你都会说，谢饭，或者是说恩典，说这个有这餐饭是一个恩典。
Saying grace is simply giving thanks to God for your food.
当你谢饭的时候呢，你就是向上帝来感谢你，这个为食物感谢。
Did you know that the words grace and gratitude come from the same root word?
你知不知道感恩和恩典这两个词呢，其实是来自同一个字根的。
Did you know that one of the greatest signs of Christian maturity is gratitude or thankfulness?
你知不知道一个成熟基督徒的最重要的标志之一呢，就是有感恩的心。
Now this is what Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 seem to be saying.
这个呢，就是哥罗西书的第二章六到七节在说的事情。
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. You see, an overflowing thankfulness accompanies those who have received Christ.
在这里呢，就讲到说，感恩的心呢，就是随着那些基督徒他生命在基督里有生根有建造，信心呢也有坚固的那样一些基督徒，这是伴随着的有感恩的心。
An overflowing thankfulness accompanies those who are rooted, built up, and strengthened in the faith.
所以呢，那些在基督里面生根建造的信心有坚固的基督徒呢，他就会自然的有感恩的心。
And so thankfulness is a sign of Christian maturity.
所以呢，感恩呢，就是一个成熟基督徒的一个标志。
I want to give you one more quote, and it's from G.K. Chesterton, again, one of my favorite authors.
我还要摘录这个 G.K. Chesterton 的另外一段话。
And so please read it in Chinese as I read it in English. You say grace before meals, all right? But I say grace before the concert and the opera, and grace before the play and pantomime, and grace before I open a book, and grace before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and grace before I dip the pen in ink. G.K. Chesterton clearly understood the importance of saying grace.
这个 G.K. Chesterton 呢，他非常清楚地知道感恩是有多么重要。
He clearly understood the importance of expressing gratitude for every pleasure in life.
他非常清楚地知道为生活里的每一个恩、每一个乐趣来表示感谢的这个重要性。
Expressing gratitude for every experience in life.
为你生活里的每一个经历来感恩。
Expressing gratitude for every opportunity in life.
为你生活里每一个机会来感恩。
Now, if you will follow Chesterton's example, you will be so very happy.
如果你会照着他的这样子去做的话呢，你就会非常快乐。
This morning, I want you to plant the seed of happiness in your life.
今天早上呢，我想，我愿意你来种下这个快乐的种子。
Water the seed with gratitude.
用感恩来为这个种子浇水。
Fertilize with gratitude.
用感恩来为这个种子施肥。
Pull up and burn the weeds of grumbling and complaint.
把那些埋怨发牢骚像杂草一样的拔掉。
And then you will enjoy the blossoms of happiness that result from giving thanks.
你就会享受到因为感恩而得到的那个美丽的花朵。
Did you know that the command to give thanks occurs at least 34 times in the Bible?
你知不知道在圣经里面谈到要感恩提到34次
It would seem that giving thanks or thanksgiving is extremely important.
这就说明感恩是非常非常的重要。
And so I encourage you today, replace your complaining and your grumbling with the daily habit of giving thanks, and you will be so very happy.
今天呢，我就想让大家呢，把你发牢骚、发抱怨，就用感恩来代替，这样你就会成为一个非常非常快乐的人。
The communion time is a time of giving thanks.
领圣餐的时间呢，是我们一个感恩的时间。
And now I would like to ask Pastor Samson to come and lead us in this celebration.
现在呢，罗牧师呢就会为我们来领圣餐。
May I invite our deacons? Who help out with the communion today to come forward, please.
我们请执事到前面来。
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
从快乐的心里面发出感谢。
Thanksgiving, I think, is the key word for today.
感恩是今天的一个关键的词。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
在哥罗西书哥林多前书第十一章
Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'"
在哥罗西书的第十一章哥林多前书的第十一章的二十三节保罗说我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了就掰开说这是我的身体为你们舍的
So you find that our Lord Jesus gave thanks for the bread
你们就发现说我们的主耶稣他为了饼来祝谢。
Not only that, Jesus also gave thanks for the opportunity given to him to die on the cross for every one of us.
他也为了为我们每一个人死在十字架上这样一个机会来祝谢。
Likewise, this morning, let us come to the Lord's table to remember our Lord Jesus who died for us.
今天也让我们来到领圣餐的桌前来纪念我们的主就是为我们死在十字架上的主
And don't forget that this is Jesus who died for our sins on the cross 2,000 years ago
别忘了这是主耶稣基督在两千多年前为我们死
But the salvation still applied to every one of us today
但是呢他所做成的救恩呢在今天仍然是使用在我们的身上
Because Jesus died on the cross for us all our sins forgiven
因为他死在十字架上我们所有的罪就被赦免了
Because he died for us all our iniquities no longer count
所以我们所有的一切的不义呢就一笔勾销了
Today is Thanksgiving Day
今天是感恩节
Let's to remember our Lord Jesus
让我们来纪念我们的主
Give thanks for what he has given to us
让我们来为他为我们所做的一切来感恩
Jesus gave his life for us
他把他的生命给了我们
Let's have a moment of silence
我们在接下来的静默的时间
Think about our Lord Jesus
让我们思念我纪念我们的主
He died for you and I on the cross.
他在十字架上为你为我而死。
He cleansed our sins.
他洗净了我们的罪。
He forgives our iniquities.
他饶恕了我们的过犯。
Give thanks to him.
把感恩给他。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you once again.
我们敬爱的天父，我想再一次的来感谢你。
Thank you, because you sent your one and only Son Jesus to this world and died for us as our Savior.
我们再一次的感谢你，因为你把你的独生儿子主耶稣基督，派到这个世界上来为我们的罪而死。
Your love, really great.
你的爱是何等的伟大。
And Father, we want to give thanks for giving us the opportunity to come before your table.
我们天父，我们为了今天来到你的，能够来到你的圣餐桌前，这个机会来感谢你。
Please remind us that we always have to give thanks.
求你常常的来提醒我们，要常常的感恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
为了所有的环境来感恩。
Give thanks in any time in our life.
在我们生命当中随时的来感恩。
Give thanks for this church.
为了这个教会来感恩。
Give thanks for the ministry that you assign to every one of us to serve you.
也为了你让我们每一个人都来侍奉你这样的侍奉的机会来感恩。
Thank you for the fellowship.
谢谢你。也为了我们在这里的团契来感恩。
Lord, we thank you for everything that you have given to us through your Son Jesus.
我们为了你通过你的儿子主耶稣基督给我们的一切来感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you.Loved us so much that you gave your only son, your only begotten son, that he would become a sacrifice for atonement of sins. Jesus, you gave up your body. You willingly went to the cross and gave your body a sacrifice so that we could come to you and have fellowship with you and belong to you. And so we thank you. We thank you for your great sacrifice. We thank you.For this symbol of your body sacrificed on the cross. We are now the body of Christ, and we go out now and we spread the good news of the miracle of your salvation. And so, Jesus, we do thank you for this symbol. We pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's partake the body of Christ together.
让我们来一起来包饼。
In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this symbol that you have given to us, which is a reminder, Father, that withoutSacrifice without spilling of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. So we thank you for your Son Jesus that died. His blood was spilled that we might have forgiveness for our sins. So, Father, please forgive us as we take this cup for sins that we have committed to you and to others. We thank you for this great reminder and this great gift.And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's partake the cup together in remembrance of Lord Jesus.
让我们一起来饮这个杯，来纪念主的死。
special time of thanksgiving right now, and I would ask Irmgard if she would come and join us here at the front.
今天呢，我们有一个特别的活动，在这个感恩节，请 Irma 来，上来加入我们。
In Ephesians 5:20, we read, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在以弗所书的第五章二十节呢，说怀着感恩的心，把一切的感谢呢献给神，是在我们主耶稣的，以我们主耶稣的名。
Today we give thanks to our God and we say thank you, Irmgard.
今天呢，我们 ，sorry。今天我们在向我们的神感恩的同时呢，我们也把我们的感谢呢，给 in God.
And we thank you for your years of service to our Lord and to us.
我们谢谢他多年来的，在神面前的侍奉，也是多年来服侍我们大家。
We who on a weekly or occasional basis, whether we were aware or not, experienced your gift of service to us.
我们呢每周在这边有聚会，或者非常经常的有聚会的时候呢，都享受到 Irmgard 给我们的侍奉，给我们的服侍。
Here at OBC, we've always loved gatherings, and we love food, and most times, unless we worked alongside you in the kitchen, we benefited from your experience, wisdom, organizational, and food preparation skills.
在我们这个敬信会呢，我们都非常的喜欢聚会，我们也喜欢在一起聚餐。每一次我们聚餐的时候，我们都享受到，可能我们都没有意识到，我们都享受到 Irmgard 给我们的服侍，他在食物的准备方面，他的非凡的组织的能力，各样的事情上面，他都尽心敬业的来服侍我们。
And we often did this without much awareness or thought.Or appreciation for what you did on our behalf.
我们常常享受了他为我们所做的，但是我们其实根本没有意识到，没有认识到，也没有去感恩。
These occasions included coffee and fellowship times, weddings, funerals, luncheons, programs like ESL, communion preparation, Bible study gatherings, and the list goes on.
他在非常多的场合呢，都来服侍我们，来准备食物。比如说，有查经的团契，有敬礼，有婚礼，有准备这个领圣餐的食物等等等等，很多很多的场合呢，他都服侍我们。
So this morning, as we think about every occasion where we attended a gathering here at the church, was where there was food or refreshments.Irmgard's hand was in it.
今天早上，当我们来回想起这所有的聚会的时候呢，我们都知道 Irmgard 呢都在每一件的聚会上面呢都帮助我们。
Your watchful eye, or carefully selected word of encouragement or direction on how things should be done, all of these blessed us.
他的双手，他的眼目。他也随时用他的话语在鼓励我们，所有的一切呢，都给我们带来很大的祝福。
So when we think about it, we've known that this time would come, a time when you would need to step back from the kitchen.
当想到这些的时候呢，我们也想到说，终有一天 ，Irmgard 呢要从厨房里面呢，要退下去了。
When you would step back from watching, looking after us.
他呢可能要从来服侍我们来关照照看我们一切的需要当中呢就是退下去。
We know and recognize that this is a difficult thing for you to do.
今天对这个 Irmgard 来说呢这些从这个侍奉里面退下去呢不是容易的事情。
We also know that your heart will always be one of service.
我们也知道呢他呢总是有一颗服侍众人的心。
But now,Let us serve you.
但是呢，现在呢，是我们来服侍你的时候了。
So thank you, God, for Irmgard, and on behalf of the leaders and members and family and all who attend and have attended Oak Ridge Baptist Church, we say thank you for loving us and serving us.
所以在这里呢，我就代表我们教会的领袖，代表所有的会员，也代表所有来参加我们敬信会崇拜的所有家庭个人，来感谢 God， 感谢神，感谢他常年的来服侍我们。
Thank you, Mrs. Leishman. Thank you, God.
谢谢 God。
Thank you. She deserved that. Please be seated.
谢谢她，真是值得我们长久的来鼓掌，感谢她。
Irmgard, on behalf of the church family, we want to give you this card that simply says thank you.
Irmgard, 我们代表教会的这个大家庭呢，给你这一张卡，就是来感谢你。
And there's also a gift in there that you can use to spend some time out at Harrison Hotel.
也有一个小礼品呢，可以给你在这个 Carousel 的 Hotel 来消磨一些时光。
Or do something special for yourself.
或者呢，为你自己来做一点什么特别的事情。
It's a very small token of our deep, deep appreciation.
这个小小的礼物呢，完全不能代表我们的感谢。
Now we know that she wears very large boots. Her boots are too big to fill.
她其实是担任了非常重要的工作。
And so, Irmgard, your boots are behind you, and we want you to take them home.
我们用这个鞋呢，做了两个礼物呢，希望 Irmgard 带回家去。
Because we know we cannot fill them, so you might as well take them home. Now, we're going to try to maintain high quality of service that Irmgard has given to us for decades.
我们真的是在要来接替这个 Irmgard 几十年的工作以后，我们要来接替他呢，真是不容易的事情。
And that's going to require many, many volunteers to step in to her large boots.
所以呢，我们要我们欢迎有更多更多的人来参加，来一起来完成他所原来承担的工作。
And so you'll find an announcement in the bulletin, and if you'd like to help out, please speak to Bertha Wong.
所以如果你愿意来参与的话呢，请大家就来告诉。
She's got lots of need for help to replace all the work that was done.
我们需要很多很多的帮忙才能代替他所为我们做的一切。
So let me offer up a prayer for you, and then I'll have a few more announcements for you, and then we will be finished our time together.
我们现在呢为 Irmgard 来祷告。
Father God, we are so appreciative of Irmgard and her example of faithfulness. She has dedicated many, many hours and many, many, many years to serve this church family. She is a bright and shining example of humility and of servanthood. And we know that today is really not meant to mark the end of her ministry.We know that she will continue to minister to all of us through her presence and through her words. And we just pray that you would grant to her many more years in our presence and that you would bless her with health and with happiness. And we just thank you for her example. Continue to keep your hand upon Irmgard. We commit her to you with gratefulness and with much love and joy. Thank you for her and for her service.We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.